Whipping Boy by Gabriel Lord and read by Richard Aspel. Even if he'd wanted to, the boy couldn't scream because of the mask. Sometimes what was happening felt real, but then he'd try to breathe or feel and his body wouldn't move, so he'd lapse back into that hot, black place where goblin light shrieked into filaments of golden pain twisting through his mind. He was spread-eagled on the rack with nylon ropes. Under the red, gold, blue and green body paint, the usually pale skin of his chest had flushed to red alert as desperate capillaries suffused with blood. His heartbeat drummed in fibrillation, filling his head with the sound of wild wings beating. He was no longer conscious of any part of his body except a narrow slit behind his eyes. Then, even that closed down, and the images spilling into his mind were from somewhere else, immense and radiant. The tears spilled from under the mask, leaving a narrow white stripe through the gold and red, then pooling in his ears in bright little dams. A weak, convulsive wave lifted his body briefly against its bonds, and then he sagged, quite still.
"I think he's dead," said the doctor, climbing off him. "Please, God, no," said the headmaster. "I could try resuscitation," said the doctor.
"Why make trouble?" said the policeman. "The bird has flown."
The policeman was now almost dressed again.
"Give me the camera," he ordered the judge, pointing.
The judge squatted in front of several lines of coke on a black marble table and snorted them up, making pig noises in his nose and throat as he did. He raised his head.
"Ooh!" he yelped. "This will be a classic!"